Hello, I'm Matt Baume, and welcome to The Sewers of Paris. We're on a podcast search for the entertainment that's changed the lives of queer people. On tonight's episode, Dolly Parton and fairy tales. My guest this week is Tripp Gailey, who grew up in the macho world of rodeo before leaving it all behind to join the world of fairies. At his first opportunity, Tripp left home to study literature and Shakespeare, finding himself drawn to classical fantasies, to the point that he reshaped his life around them, finding a home in England and dedicating himself to the study of magical tales. Now, his first novel is about to debut. It's entitled A Market of Dreams and Destiny, and it's about a human teen who sees an opportunity to escape the oppressive world of his childhood for one of freedom, magic, and romance with the mysterious man. We'll have that conversation in a minute, but first, you may have heard that I, too, have a new book out. It's about the behind-the-scenes history of queer characters on sitcoms and the role that comedy played in queer liberation, and continues to play to this day. It's called Hi Honey, I'm Homo, and it's available now wherever books are sold. I can even sign and personalize your copy before shipping it out to you. Just go to gaysitcoms.com and look for the instructions for ordering a signed copy. Also, if you're a fan of queer culture, and I'm sure you are, don't forget to swing by my YouTube channel for my videos about film and TV history. That's at youtube.com/mattbaume. I've got one coming soon about the behind-the-scenes making of All in the Family. And join me every Sunday for live streams over on Twitch at twitch.tv/mattbaume, where I share the amazing bits of film and TV history that I come across in my research. Also, big thanks to everybody who makes my work possible on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/mattbaume to support The Sewers of Paris and get patron-exclusive benefits. Now, here's my conversation with Tripp. Well, this week I'm speaking with Tripp Gailey, author of the forthcoming novel, A Market of Dreams and Destiny. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So what is the entertainment that changed your life?
So we're going to have to start with Dolly Parton.
Great.
Yeah. Like hands down, earliest memory of being aware of any kind of pop culture, anything. And it is Dolly Parton.
How did she come to you?
I honestly have no idea. It is that far back, and it is that sort of like archetypal and like bound up in my childhood. But I grew up on a cattle ranch. My parents are professional rodeo athletes, so country music was just there in the background all the time. And I don't know how or why I got tuned in to Dolly Parton, but I clearly did, because one of my earliest memories is I had to have been four at the oldest, and I remember taking my dad's neckerchiefs and using them to make a dress and a wig, and finding my mom's microphone that she used to announce at rodeos, and lip syncing to Dolly Parton in very, very basic improvised 4-year-old drag. Just around the house.
That must have been quite a sight. And I am so curious about how your parents reacted to that.
They thought it was funny. Like, I'm not clear why they thought it was quite so humorous, but they did. They thought it was hilarious. And I don't know if it happened before this moment or after this moment, but for Christmas, they got me a Dolly Parton pinup photo book. I think it was called Dolly Close Up, Dolly Close Up. Dolly up close, Dolly close up, something like that. So from a very young age, they were very supportive of me liking Dolly Parton. I don't know if they thought that was because I would be like a ladies' man or something, but yeah, Dolly Parton and the utter fabulousness and the artifice and just how like kind and bright her energy was, yeah, drew me like a moth to a flame. And I do not know why, but it is a foundational law of my queerness that Dolly Parton was there from the beginning.
There must have been a lot of very macho or at least heterosexual energy in the world, I would imagine, of like rodeo stuff. But it's so interesting that that Dolly is, I don't know, I guess something that transcends that. It you know, because clearly, like, you found something really welcoming and I guess inclusive about her.
Yeah, it's very strange, because it is. It's a very, very rigid gender binary sort of environment. It is very incredibly masculine. But I guess that's why Dolly Parton stands out so much, because she's so incredibly feminine. Mm-hmm. There was something like the rhinestones and the artifice and the over-the-topness. It's not something you saw in everyday life. It was more than real.